Gertrude Ward was ironing clothes for a Philadelphia dry cleaner in 1931 when she professed to hear the voice of God order her to go forth and minister to the unsaved through music. Gertrude took her two daughters, 10-year-old Willa and 6-year-old Clara, and set out to sing the gospel. 2 decades later, after touring tirelessly, the famous Ward singers topped the bill at a sold-out Carnegie Hall with their dear friend Mahalia Jackson opening for them. Yet, as Willa Ward recently recounted, their family's journey on the road to glory was a harrowing one during the Jim Crow era, filled with hardship and danger.
Well, it was hard because you couldn't eat, you know, where the white people ate. They didn't even want to give you gas. They didn't want you to even come in the store. One place had a big sign up, color trade not solicited. We went to get gas. So they wouldn't even sell us sodas to drink. That was very hard. And in Anderson, my mother's hometown, we gave a revival, the same revival they had for 6 nights, Sunday through Saturday. During those times, they were only given pennies and nickels. So the end of the week, after singing for the 5 nights, all we got was $6 for the whole week for the 3 of us. That's all they could afford back there, way back in the early 30s. But we sang anyway. We just enjoyed singing that much.
Despite all the obstacles in their way, Gertrude Ward was a determined businesswoman. By the 1950s, the Ward singers had blazed the trail for women in gospel, sold millions of records, mostly because of the emergence of Clara as a gifted singer-songwriter.
How I got over.
Then we would have our anniversary once a year. We would have 14,000 to 16,000 people. They would have homecomings. They would be jammed. We'd have all the best singers, Mahalia Jackson, the Dixie Hummingbirds, Harmonizing Four. All the big singers would be on our anniversaries once a year. They would be lined up 2 and 3 blocks. They would be lined up to come in to hear us. They were the good old days. And at Tinley Temple, we had to give 2 shows that night, downstairs and upstairs. And my husband and father was collecting money on the door, and it was coming in so fast they had to get trash bags to hold all the dollar bills.
By the late 1950s, gospel became a victim of its own success, as the more financially rewarding rhythm and blues industry attracted many of the most beloved gospel singers, notably Sam Cooke, away from the music. Willa herself went into pop music and became estranged from her mother and sister. Clara Ward remained popular throughout the 60s. She and Mother Gertrude moved to Hollywood, and in the early 70s, Clara did a pilot for a new television show. Tragically, in early 1973, a second stroke felled Clara at the early age of 48. She went into a coma from which she never recovered. But there is a happy ending to this story. Willa Ward, as shrewd a businesswoman as her mother, has recently secured her royalties for some of the best songs of the Ward catalog, including Surely God Is Able, How I Got Over, and Old Landmark. Now all accruing to Willa Ward, who's living comfortably in Philadelphia these days. She recently performed publicly for the first time in 20 years. The event that drew Miss Ward back to the stage was an all-star gospel concert at the Keswick Theater in January 2008 outside Philadelphia. The date had been proclaimed Sister Rosetta Tharpe Day by Pennsylvania Governor Edward Rendell.
I hadn't sang in 22 years until I sang that night. The Dixie Hummingbirds and Huff Singers, Marie Knight, Odetta. It was a big show. It was real good. Someone taped, I don't know who taped and put it on the internet. Someone did. It was real nice. And they took pictures, real nice. I should have brought the pictures. Oh, I wish Clara had been here to see it, my mother.
Reflecting on her 6 decades in music, Willa Ward is satisfied with her legacy and that of her family.
Well, I know one thing we could sing. The first gospel group to sell 1 million records, we were the Ward singers. It was just nice singing before thousands of people, and they were enjoying it. Gospel was great.
Reporting from Philadelphia, this is Jack Marchbanks.
To carry you through.